There's no question the suffering in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea is huge, but other parts of Africa are also feeling the impact of Ebola, even areas that haven't recorded any cases. Kenya, for example. It's on the other side of the continent, more than 3,000 miles from the affected countries, but its tourism industry is reeling. Amy Walters reports from Kenya's Masai Mara.
David Francombe has been fielding a lot of questions about Ebola recently.
Someone asked about cocoa, which is produced in West Africa. Can we catch Ebola from cocoa? I mean, unbelievable questions.
Francombe isn't a doctor. He doesn't work for the World Health Organization. He manages a safari camp in Kenya's Masai Mara. He's used to spending his time thinking how to protect tourists from lions, not Ebola.
We had a group from Spain, and they're asking the same questions now. What they had no idea of is that Spain is a whole lot closer to the affected countries than Kenya is. And they're like, no way!
And now Spain has reported a case of Ebola. The WHO has warned that Kenya is at high risk because it's a transit hub, but it's yet to report one case here. Still, the perception is it's in Africa. Africa has Ebola. And that leap is hitting the country's critical tourism economy hard. The Kenya Tourism Federation is reporting a 15 to 20% drop in arrivals since this West Africa outbreak was first reported. Francombe says business was just starting to pick up again after last year's attack on the Westgate Mall in Nairobi. The Asian market was making more bookings, big groups, 30, 40, 50 people at a time. Then Ebola happened.
Korean Airlines, which is one of the biggest airlines in the world, they stopped all flights to Africa. Forget West Africa. So all our Chinese bookings, Japanese, Koreans, they just dried up. And a lot of the Indians as well. So that had a massive effect. We had big, big cancellations.
So big, one of the safari camps closed. And they're looking at closing a second this month. That means laying off staff. Staff like John Karanja, a driver and guide, who has no qualms confronting a lion face to face.
We have another lion. Look at Sienna. It's right. Look at Sienna. See where Sienna is?
He knows the name of every lion on the Mara. He's invested 4 years in this job. School, books, binoculars. If the tourists stop coming to Kenya because of Ebola, he knows what will happen.
If they avoid Kenya, that means I'll end up being jobless.
Kenya is very important in tourism, so we depend on it. It's our backbone.
Caleb Mayo is a waiter at the camp. He has a wife and four children in school in one of the villages not too far away. He needs this job too.
There is no other jobs in our village, and there is more people are suffering there because they don't have any job. But I'm lucky I have a job here.
But not all the tourists have stayed away. Roy Liebman and his wife Louise Hakes decided to make the trip from New York City, but not without some hesitance.
First of all, when you do a trip like this, you're really planning a year in advance. You're getting shots, you're buying clothing, you're doing all these things. I may have been foolish, we may have been foolish.
Liebman said he was still worried about terrorism, not Ebola. But back at the office, his colleagues weren't exactly encouraging.
I'm certain when I go back to my office, nobody's going to want to touch me for at least 3 weeks.
But here, drinking a cup of tea, watching a pod of babbling hippos in the nearby river, Liebman and Hakes seem pretty content. And Liebman says they feel pretty safe.
To me, this is still as safe as could be. You know, as safe as it could be being 6 feet away from some huge lion. I mean, if that's safe.
And that's the type of safety concern Kenya's tourism industry would like to be focused on again. For the world, I'm Amy Walters, Masai Mara, Kenya.